It's Johnson Family Time, and I'm your Johnson Family writer, actor, producer, Jimmy Scribner. And I'd like to invite you into sunny Chickasola today to find out what three friends are going to do with money belonging to the rest of the village of Chickasola. Before we take our leave, let's stop off a moment at the station and welcome our sponsor aboard. And now, if everyone is ready, it's Chickasola time. In the office of the Professor Potash, the lawyer Philpotts, Papa Johnson, and the professor are discussing the money that was stolen from the bank and hidden in the hills by the robbers, who were apprehended through the efforts of the Professor Potash, but the money was in turn re-hidden. And that's the subject of the conversation as we join.
Now, wait a minute, though, lawyer. You told me that anybody that would take money that belonged to somebody else, especially bank money, where it belonged to the village and the progress and the prosperity of the community, that there's somebody was lower than an oyster turned upside down on his back. That's what you say.
That is true, Johnson.
Well, there ain't no two ways about it, Miss Johnson. Anybody that take money from a bank, that use the bank's money without paying interest on it, anybody to do that, they some kind of low, all right. But I want the first ones to admit that I was that low if I get my hands on the money.
Professor, you don't mean that.
Oh, but I does mean that, Miss Johnson.
I can't believe that you and the lawyer Philpott were stooped that low. Johnson, this is a matter of integrity. It isn't a matter of stooping. I'll admit that I, to some extent, that I've changed my way of thinking.
I'll say you is. When I first talked to you about this thing, you told me I had the lowest, no kindest thing in the world not to be able to remember where I done hid that money. And after I done remembered where I hid the money, here you is now want me to cut you in on this thing, and all of us split up the money together and don't give it back to the bank. Now, how can you be telling me I low and no care on one hand, and then you want to turn around and do the same thing soon as I tell you that I think I know where the money is?
Well, Johnson, what do you mean you think?
Well, I know where the money is.
Johnson, it's hard for me to explain international dollar values. You see, money is a commodity. And being a commodity like it is, the bank takes our money, your money and mine, when we put it in the savings. And what do they do with that money? I'll tell you what they do with it. They take our money and lend it out to somebody else.
No.
Don't stand there and say no. That's what they do.
You mean if I put the money in the bank, that they take that money out and lend it to somebody else? My own money?
Yes. Not only that, to make matters worse, they let whoever it may be that they lend that money to pay an interest on the money. And do you think they give you the interest? No, indeed. They pocket the interest themselves.
The bank do?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know they were so crooked.
Now, do you think we ought to take the money back to them?
You mean to say that if I would go down to the bank and work hard all the week long and I put $100 in the bank and they would take that $100 and turn around and lend it to somebody else?
Yes, indeed.
I never would believe that about them. They sure put up a big front to be such crooks, don't they?
Johnson, it's amazing some of the things that they do. They will take your money and lock it up. Lock that money up. And you can't get to that money to save your life until during banking hours.
Is that a fact?
You know you can't get to it until doing banking hours.
Yeah. Well, I say one thing. I never realized they were that crooked. Miss Johnson, due to the fact that the bank is that crooked, which I didn't know, maybe the lawyer's right. Maybe we ought to take the money and abscond with it.
Finders keepers.
I think we ought to take the money back to the bank.
Johnson, do you want to take that hard-earned money that those crooks have gone out and stolen from the bank? And fate has seen to it that it should be done that way? Do you think fate would have let those crooks come down and steal that money if that money shouldn't have been stolen? No. The bank is so crooked that fate made it turn out that way. And they came and fate sent these robbers, and these robbers took the money, and then they hid it in the hills, and you found it, and you re-hid it, and then now the robbers are in jail. They're serving their time for the crime. They're paying for the crime.
Yeah?
Yes, they're paying for the crime. As long as the crime's being paid for, why shouldn't we spend that money?
Well, fella dude that was talking so hard against spending the man's money just a little while ago, boy, you sure is a big change in what you thinking about and saying.
Well, I never thought about how crooked the bank was until just a little bit ago.
Well, what is we going to do with the money then?
Let's get it. Split it up. Half it up, divide it between us. And then we'll all take the train. And we'll go all over the world, everywhere, wherever we want to go.
Well, that's suiting me. How about you, Professor? Well, if the banks are such crooks and all, like the lawyers say they is, I don't want to turn that money back over to no crooks.
Okay. Let's go up in the hills and get the money. Come on, fellas.
And with that, Papa Johnson, the lawyer Philpotts, and the Professor Potash headed into the hills. In the meantime, Pee-wee Ambrose and Jerry Moore with the deacon were watching from some short distance as the three headed down the trail toward the hills.
Great day in the morning. You ain't go, Miss Johnson? And the lawyer and the Professor Potash.
Yeah, you know what they're going to do? They're going up there in the hills and get that money. That's what they're going to do. I'd lay 2-1 that that's exactly where they're going, Miss Pee-wee Ambrose.
You ain't in the hills, Deacon?
I has no way of knowing what those brothers is going to do, dear brother. But I sees that Brother Philpotts is along with them. And wherever I sees Brother Philpotts, I says to my deaconly self, says I, yonder goeth a man who is up to no good whatever, unless that good be for the good of himself.
In other words, that you think then that the three of them maybe is going up there to get the money?
I don't think there's any doubt of it. Not only is they going up there to get the money, but due to the fact that all three of them are so closely huddled, it is your deacon's guess that those brothers is planning on absconding with the money.
You mean catching the train and leave?
Yeah, that's what I'd do with it if I had it.
Be quiet, Jerry.
I believe, dear Brother Pee-wee Ambrose, the word abscond means to leave town with the money by any means of transportation available.
Well, if that's the case, maybe we better get the sheriff and have him waiting at the railroad station, just in case. Just to save Miss Johnson and the lawyer and them from themselves.
Yes, I think it would be quite the thing to do. We will have the brothers hide amongst the baggage, the sheriff and a couple of deputies. Then when Brother Johnson and them is about to board the train, we will sound the alarm and nip this horrible crime in the bud. And save three of our brother townsmen. Come, dear brothers, let us go and spread the alarm to the sheriff's office. We have no time to lose.
And what happens after that certainly makes a lot of fun and a lot of telling at the same time tomorrow. And don't you miss it. I'll be back in a moment, but first a moment here with You Know Who. This is Jimmy Scribner, hoping you'll join us again tomorrow for more fun with the Johnson family in Chickasola. Until tomorrow, thank you for today, and goodbye, everybody!